Most of us, depending on our age and maturity, have thought about death and what it'll be like when we die. And our faith, ironically, kind of tells our mind, will I be ready or will I not be ready when the Lord knocks, so to speak? And the irony therein is that faith is what brings us to the next step. Faith tells us that if I obey God and I act on that obedience, then heaven will be mine one day. And so genuine faith should lead us to genuine joy. God keeps his promise. I need to obey that promise and act on that promise. And those are the two themes of faith in St. Paul's book to the Hebrews. We listen to it in the second reading. Faith for Abraham was twofold. Obey God and his words and act on that obedience. Obey and act. That's faith. Obey and act. But just like for Abraham, so it is for us. Millennia later, faith is tough because we don't see what we believe in. And when those teachings rub us a bit hard that come from the church, and those that lack faith say, well, they're kind of man-made rules. The church is kind of full of those. I can back away. Then faith weakens. But for those of us who genuinely want to have more faith but struggle because I just can't see it, I don't have proof, science doesn't verify what I want to believe in when it comes to the Catholic faith. All of us have been there, and it's the guess of the saints, as the saints write, that all of us will be there until perhaps the Lord knocks. But just like for Abraham, God gives to us those little motivations that help us believe. Faith is not that complicated, but we make it complicated. St. Thomas, a great saint, teaches that there's two kinds of faith, human faith and divine faith. Human faith and divine faith. It's the same principle, you just believe somebody else. In human faith, you believe something that you don't see, that you don't have proof of, but you believe that because you trust the person who told you. For years growing up, my mother told me that beets were good for me. For years, and I believed her. I didn't eat them, but I believed her because I love my mom. And I trust her. Only when I got older did I realize they stain your teeth. They stain your food, they cannot be good for you. But I believed the source, and I trusted the source, so I obeyed and I acted on in faith. It's no different with divine faith. But you replace the human figure with God and his church. That's the only difference. So you and I believe we should go to Mass every Sunday. You and I believe that Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ. You and I believe that Jesus Christ is God because we trust those who have told us so. We trust God because God has told us so. But what about those things that's not so believable? Do we still trust God? God knows this. He knows our hearts. He knows our minds. And that's when he comes in. And he gives us something that'll help us take the next step in faith. And it's usually radical. It's not a raindrop. It's not a nice rainbow. Not beautiful clouds. Those are good. But it's radical. For Abraham and Sarah, it was a child. They weren't 30 or 40 or in their 50s. They were much older. And the modern mind might say, that's kind of gross, Father, isn't it? Not really. Because Abraham and Sarah were the first to have the covenant with God. Without them, there is no church. Without them, there is no salvation. They were the first figure of Christ after Adam and Eve. So God saw their weak faith to act on the obedience and to obey. And so he gives them a child. Friends, God now doesn't just give us a child. He gives us his child. He loves us so much that he doesn't simply bless us with children, although that's a beautiful thing, and we get to witness a step of that in the baptism this morning. But God just doesn't give us a child. And for those of you parents and grandparents who have struggled with those sorts of things, certainly the conception of a child and giving birth to one, whether it's the first one, the fourth one, or the tenth one, it's a miracle. And that's a gift from God. But God's love is so strong, and he wants us to obey him so badly and to act on that obedience, especially when the teachings are tough, especially when faith is hard, that he thought, I'm not going to give him just a child like he did with Abraham and Sarah. I'm going to give them my child. And for those of us in the church this morning, those of us who live the Catholic faith and live it faithfully, we can have that child every day, but especially on Sundays, as he comes to us on the altar in the Eucharist. Friends, faith is everything. The saints said you cannot love without faith. God doesn't just give us a child, he gives us his child. And so when you hear the body of Christ, the blood of Christ, and you say amen, you're not saying amen simply to something nice of God. You're saying it to the greatest gift he has given us. And that gift is to increase our faith.